Thank you. Zoning Board of Adjustment meeting will please come to order. Adequate notice of this meeting was provided in the following ways. Notice published in the Courier News, notice posted on the bulletin board in Municipal Building, notice made available to the Township Clerk, notice sent to the Courier News and the Star Ledger. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Weissman?
Here.
Mr. Tillery?
Here.
Mr. Patel? Kalpesh?
Yeah.
Okay, you're right. Mr. Reggio? Roy's here. Roy's muted. Mr. Blount? Mr. Mitterondo?
Here.
Mr. Ellie?
Here.
And Chairman Cahill?
Here. Everyone, please stand for a salute to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
States of America.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
One nation,
under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. Caneely, are there any changes to tonight's agenda?
Yes, we have several changes. Jose Castro, 37 Oris Avenue, postponed to February 26th, no further notice. Wilfredo Pagan, postponed till March 12th, 2026, they must notice. Jorge Mina and Luz Boltrago, 24 Old New Brunswick Road, postponed until February 26th, they must notice. Sigma Construction, postponed to February 26th, no further notice. Those are all the questions, all the changes I have.
Okay, let's jump into it. Item number seven, 25-ZB-92V, Alvin Rue.
Is Mr. Rue present? Mr. Rue, you have to unmute.
Oh, he's gonna echo it.
Mr. Rue, I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand? Mr. Rue, thank you. Do you swear that the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Could you explain to the board why you're here?
Yes. Oh, I'm here because I would like to add an addition to my home in the back. The addition will be a kind of like a dining room, because right now I live in Cape Cod. So we're trying to expand the kitchen out to another room in the back.
Okay. Jonathan, you have any suggestions we can move forward on this?
Certainly. Mr. Rue, have you had a chance to review the staff report memorandum dated January 20th, 2026?
Yes. If you refer to the plan, I would like my draftman to speak on that as well.
You have a contractor that wants to testify, is that right?
Yes, I do. Dwayne Edding.
What's the name?
How you doing, sir? My name is Dwayne Edding.
How you doing?
Good. I need to swear you in, sir. Could you raise your right hand?
Okay.
Do you swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes, I do.
Hey, spell your last name, please.
It's Eddings, E-D-D-I-N-G-S.
Thank you.
Yep. I believe he was actually calling the draftsman, Nazir Afamut, who prepared the plans.
I don't know if my comments are concerning the existing deck that's on the side of the property. excuse me. Largely speaking, we didn't have too many issues with the nature of the extension itself. So I'm not sure if it's going to be necessary to have testimony to that effect.
Oh, okay.
So, Mr. Rue, on one plan it's listed as a concrete pad, on another plan it's listed as a deck to remain. If you're standing on the street looking at the house, it's on the left-hand side. Is that concrete pad and deck still there?
The pad itself is basically, we have like a, you could just say back porch deck area. That is where the new room will be. We're tearing that down. We're removing that and extending the room out.
On your plans, it's showing, I see the deck that's being taken down. and a new one is being put up. There's a second deck that's on the plan that's listed as existing wood deck to remain next to the existing wood deck to be removed. It's in your side yard. It's if you're looking at the plans, it's like the top middle of the sheet.
Give me a minute. Let me go grab my plan. Let me go get my sheet, okay?
Thank you, sir.
Exactly. Jonathan, on the plans, it's that little one to, it's the small little deck to the left of where the addition's going?
Yeah, it's in the side yard setback.
Yeah, because then it's not on the proposed site plan, it's not on there.
But the detail, the call out on it says to remain. So I just want to make sure that is it going to remain or not?
Oh yeah, on the, where it says existing site plan, it's on there. But then when it says proposed, it's not on there.
Right, that's correct. I'm just looking at the language of the call out on the existing site plan.
Can you clarify that, Mr. Rue? Sir.
Yeah, Mr. Rue, on your existing site plan, there's a little deck. If you're looking at the house to the left, it says existing wood deck to remain. It's small.
All right, that's like a deck, my back porch.
You have a lot of people.
Not the porch that's being removed and the addition next to that.
You're on page 1 of 3, top right. You have proposed right, site plan, and to the left, existing site plan. Look at the existing site plan.
Ms. Buckley, I think Nazir, who's on the Zoom, could probably answer that better.
Okay. He's one of
Nazir, yep. If you can unmute and just and respond to the panel, please.
Nazir, could I have your full name and address, please?
He's under Alvin Rue. There's two more on the bottom, but I don't know. Why is he raising his hand?
Nazir, can you give us your full name and address, please?
He never unmuted. He's raising his hand.
Can you unmute?
Unmute?
Right.
He's the one
Nazir. Echoing. That is probably not there.
For some reason, I can't see my video. Anyway.
Okay, could I have your name, please?
My name is Nazir Afamugat, N-A-Z-I-R as a first name. And last name is Afamugat, A-F-A-M-O-U-G-A-T. And my address is 271 North 11th Street, Prospect Park, New Jersey, 07508.
Thank you. I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand? Do you swear that the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes, I do.
Can you address the issue of the deck?
Yes, I can.
Please proceed.
All right. I'm listening.
Okay, do you have more than one computer or phone or something on near you? Because you're echoing very badly.
I can share with you my screen. That's okay.
We'll try it. Very easy. Are they keeping that deck or removing it?
Can you see it?
Oh my God.
Yes.
Yes.
All right.
In the center of the page, you have an existing site plan. To the left of the deck that's to be removed, there's a call out, existing wood deck to remain. Is that structure going to remain or will it be removed?
All right, are you talking about where it says number 15 here?
Yes.
I saw it on a survey, but I did not see it physically there. So I just left it as it's there. But it's not part of the job. The job gonna basically this
I understand
way.
The scope of work. I understand the scope of work. My question was whether it's going to remain or not. You're saying it's not present on site, so that should be sufficient. Okay. All right, that was all I had, Mr. Tolman.
Okay, it's fine.
Thank you.
Any other members of the board have any questions or comments?
No. Please unshare your screen.
Yes, pop that off, Nazir. Nazir, please pop this off the screen.
I didn't hear that question because
of the echo that you're causing?
Can you stop screen sharing? Thank you. God.
Alvin, do you have any other things you need to say or anything? I'm going to put that to the vote, I guess. Any other members of the board have any questions about this application? Hearing none, I'm going to open it to the public. Anyone in the public have any comments or questions about this application?
No one, Chairman.
Okay, close the public portion. Make a motion to approve this application. Get a second.
I'll second it.
Please call the roll.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
You're echoing too, Steve. You have two things open, Steve.
Nope.
Here twice.
Maybe what's his name is on his ear still.
No, Steve's name's up here twice, so I don't know what he did. Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount never came. Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill. Oh, Rodney's here.
Yes, I'm here.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay.
I didn't see you.
Mr. Rue, your application's been approved. We'll memorialize this in a written document at our next meeting, and we'll send that document to you. Good luck.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Good night, Mr. Rue.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, let's go to item number 9, 25-ZB-91V. Tobias Kidsey.
Good night.
Present.
Sir, I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand? Do you swear that the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
I swear. I do so.
Thank you. Your name and address, please.
Tobias Kidsey, 27 Johanna Court, Piscataway.
Thank you. Mr. Kidsey, could you explain to the board what you would like to do here?
So, as I indicated in my application, I have been going through every fall, I have to pack bags upon bags of leaves because for some reason my property is on the windward side of the neighborhood. So all the leaves in the neighborhood get into my yard, even though I don't have a single tree in my yard. So I'm trying to see if I can put a picket fence, space fence, 4 feet high, metal, just to reduce the amount of leaves that get into my yard.
Hey, sounds like a plan. Jonathan, cover some points with this, my friend.
Yes. So similar to the last applicant, can you confirm the shed that's currently located over the sanitary easement? Is that still on the property?
So the survey that you have was done in 2008. The shed was installed and approved by the township last year. So that shed would not appear on the survey that was done in 2008. So the shed is there.
Understood. Do you also understand that your proposed fence lies within a PSENG easement?
Yes, I do understand. So the utility box that is to the right when you are facing the street, mm-hmm. that is going to be outside of the fence. We will leave it outside of the fence.
We're still going to ask you get permission from the utility.
I will have to apply for permission. And once I apply and I get the permission, I will submit it to Laura and probably she will
Okay. And we'd also ask for you to get an underground mark out, which you could do, you know, 811, and that shouldn't be at any cost to you, but we'd like to see that prior to the fence getting installed, just to make sure we're not hitting anything when you drive the posts in. And then once we get the approval or letter of no interest from the utility, we'll ask you enter a memorandum of restriction with the township so we can access the easement in case we need to. Are you agreeable to that?
I agree to that. So okay. My question is, once the utility markings are done, do I have to take pictures, or how would you know that they have been done?
You're gonna correspond with the utility. They'll send you an email or a letter. Just send us a copy of that. Submit that to Laura or to myself, and we'll put it in with your file.
Okay.
Okay, and then we'll get you the memorandum of restriction, and then we'll proceed with the fence permit from there once that's been recorded.
Okay.
All right. Sounds like a plan. Any other members of the board have any questions or comments? Hearing none, I'm going to open it to the public. Anyone in the public have any questions or comments about this application?
No one, Chairman.
Okay, close the public portion. Make a motion to approve this application. Get a second.
Second.
Thank you. Call the roll, please.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterondo?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Your application's been approved. We'll memorialize it in a written document at our next meeting and send that document to you. Good luck.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. Have a good evening. Let's move on to item number 12, the adoption of resolutions from the regular meeting of January 29th, 2026.
First resolution, Franz Canton, which you voted to approve. Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterondo?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Next is Ed Nugent, which you voted to approve. Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterondo?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Those are all the resolutions for this evening.
Okay, item number 13 is adoption of minutes from the regular meeting of January 29th, 2026. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay. Number 14, adjournment. All in favor say aye.
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 Not go as smooth as I thought, guys. Just
it's 18 minutes.
Thank you. Thank you for contributing. We'll see you February 26th.